We're doing the Chafetz Chaim. We're on page Nun Gimel. The Chafetz Chaim had enumerated the proactive commandments, the prohibitions that one can encounter when saying over Lashon Hara. And now we move forward to the Arurim, the different curses that exist in the Torah. The Torah says, cursed is he who misguides someone blind. As the visually impaired tries to find his path, someone causes him to err. There's a special curse in the Torah for that type of behavior. It's known that our sages gave that verse broader interpretation. They said it's not only someone who is visually impaired, it's also someone who is spiritually impaired. Sometimes a person is going his innocent path and someone else gives him a stumbling block, he causes him to transgress. Just as the Torah says, don't place a stumbling block before the blind, so too when the Torah curses he who does, the Torah is also referring to someone who causes someone else to transgress. So we explained earlier that when someone says Lashon Hara, he's causing someone else to transgress. The person who listens, the person who accepts, the person who believes. So telling Lashon Hara can also get one into trouble with this curse, that the Torah curses he who causes someone blind to stumble, because the person who listens to the Lashon Hara very often is not cognizant of the transgression he's entering, and the one telling over the Lashon Hara is bringing it upon him. So that's another warning the Chafetz Chaim brings us from the Torah against saying Lashon Hara.